Hi, I'm here with Kevin Wollstonecroft, who's a sales operations manager for IBM UK. I'm just asking him a few questions. Kevin, you got into sales operations in an interesting way, going through quite a technical route. Could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Well, yes. I mean, I started my career as doing sciences at A-levels, and at the time followed an engineering path, which was very interesting and exciting. But when I sort of left university and went to work at British Aerospace, the computing industry was taking off, and I thought computing was probably the right role for me. And so I pursued that career for many, many years, and it stood me in good stead. So moving back into sales operate, well, not back into sales operations, was just another step in that progression, and one continues to use those skills to this day.
So when you gave your presentation, which was very interesting, about your role and that sort of thing, you talked a lot about the use of things like Excel and the day-to-day tasks. Would you say that was a necessity in the modern office?
I think it's absolutely essential. Any office job these days, you are sitting in front of a computer, and day-to-day you are using all the standard office tools. Okay, we talk about Microsoft. I mean, there are other products as well. But Microsoft tools of Excel, Word, and PowerPoint are the day-to-day tools in which we communicate in the same way that you use email. And to be conversant with them is, you know, equivalent to being able to drive. It's day-to-day necessity these days.
As well as that, you talked about the programming languages you thought were important from the technical aspect. I think that was Java was your main one. Can you tell us a little bit why you think Java is important?
Well, Java ultimately nowadays underpins virtually every operating environment. You know, its background as an open source piece of software, its object-orientated technology, readily identify itself with being able to be used in many different places, and just the paradigm it's used. And as a result, everybody uses it. It's used everywhere, so it's from web interfaces to your small portable devices.
So if a student wanted to learn a programming language, Java is one you'd recommend?
Absolutely. It's the first way. In addition to Visual Basic, I mean, you know, Java is different in its object orientation techniques. The likes of Visual Basic will give you the programming concepts, but ultimately Java is where it's at, and that's where you need to go.
Thank you. You've also talked a little bit about the applications lifecycle, which we call the systems development lifecycle, and it's nice to see that it's quite important in business. Would you say that coding is a small part of that?
Well, it's not a small part. It's a fully integrated part, but it's certainly not the only part. And depending where you are and which business you're in, different facets of that cycle take prominence. Ultimately, if you don't pay attention to all of those bits, it will not work as you expected. You know, you can't build something without the right user requirements. If you don't test it properly, it might not.